From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Snake Song by Gerald Duff. Now, let's begin with the prologue. The singing of the Thai snake came in a thin, wavering voice, almost too high and faint for Emery Sees the Water to hear against the flow of the stream in Long King Creek. The source of the sound was somewhere ahead and to the right, behind a stand of yaupon and sawvines. And Sees the Water stopped in the middle of the path to listen. His head turned so that he looked down at the beaten earth of the way before him. The path appeared silvery black in the fading light of the end of day. Again it came, a chant in the language of the old ones, four words repeated before a pause, and then the same again, growing louder as he listened in the distance of Long King Trace, the ancient path beside the water. Chieftain, the Thai snake, the creature which lives in deep water, sang its invitation. I have words. I have words for you.
I will not hear them, Emery Sees the Water answered in the language of the people. Creature of lies, I will not.
You must, for the nation. The Thai snake sang louder, its voice now coming from both sides of the path and from before and behind the place where Sees the Water stood. You are the chief of the Alabamas and Cushatas. You hear for the nation. You hear for the people. Now the wood whistle and the drum sounded in the song of the Thai snake and were part of the voice and of what it said. Emery Sees the Water looked about him to the sky at the edge of the tangled thicket at each border of the trace, but the light was going and he could not see a sign of the old ones in the coming night. He was alone with the thing which drew him toward the deep pool.